Hi, everyone. Welcome to Project Mindy, a podcast about the work of Mindy Kaling. Today, I'm joined by my friend Kalindi from the Housewives Heretics podcast, and we're talking about season 3 of Never Have I Ever, episode 2, called Never Have I Ever Had My Own Troll. Thanks for joining me, Kalindi.
Thanks for having me.
So you've seen the whole season, but we're going to suspend belief that you know what happens for this recording purposes.
Yes, and I took my notes during my first viewing, so I didn't know what happened during my note-taking.
Okay, perfect. So the last episode ended on a cliffhanger because someone DM'd Davey, Paxton Hall Yoshida is not who you think he is. When you were watching, who did you think the troll was talking about? Or did you know who it was?
No, I didn't know who it was. I thought it was going to be someone we already knew, though. I thought it was going to be a crazy twist like Mr. Shapiro or something.
I thought it was going to be something more sinister. And sorry, because you said this before, but like something about like, oh, I used to date Paxton and he, you know, went too far one night or something.
Yes, me too.
But then I was like, this show wouldn't do that. Thankfully.
Right. Because we still have to like him and root for him. So obviously none of us are going to root for someone that, well, I guess if you watched Gossip Girl, Chuck Bass was root for him, Dave Rapist, but we don't want the same for Paxton. We've grown
as a society. So do you think it's good to have a troll? Because Eleanor seemed really excited about it. She's like, everyone's jealous of you. This is great.
I think Eleanor's way of thinking is crazy. Like, I think she just wants to be famous. So, of course, it's great to have a troll for a celeb. But I'm far too sensitive.
I wouldn't be able to handle, like, people calling me crazy like Davey does. Like, anyways, so I would be freaked out about someone sending me something.
I would be terrified.
So Fabiola's broken up with Eve now, right?
I think they're still doing distance at this point. They just broke up.
I mean, we knew that wasn't going to work when we heard the time difference was 16 hours.
I was so fast by how quickly this unraveled, though. From Cricket Queen to nothing in a matter of seconds, it felt like.
We were so invested in all the campaigning for Cricket Queen. That's hard to say.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, bye, I'm moving.
We almost lost gears over it.
And, I wonder if the actress is going to be in the rest of the season, or like maybe they had to write her out because she had another show or something.
Yeah, she probably got a pilot for something else, or you know how that goes with the TV.
Oh, actors. You know how it is in the business.
You know, it happens to us all the time with the haters and the trolls and the offers. It's whatever.
So I guess it's safe to say that when I watched this, I didn't think she was going to be in the rest of the season. I was like, okay, they want to set her up with someone new.
Agree.
And I thought it was weird that Paxton said, not that he said ignore the troll, but that he said like, oh, people send me rude DMs about you all the time. What kind of DMs is he getting?
And for Davey to really show restraint and not know, because I would hack into his phone and read every single one about myself because I'm psychotic, but
if we would do that, then Davey definitely would.
Exactly. She would. And especially to have like Fabiola and like all of these genius friends that definitely could do that. I would use it for evil.
You know what? I'm surprised they didn't use like some kind of like, I don't know, secret technology to figure out who was sending it.
Yeah. Like a tracker. You would think they could do anything.
I'm sure they couldn't. It's not like I would know if that thing didn't exist. I'd be like, okay, that's what the kids are doing now.
Yeah, it's so true.
But they kind of go old school with it. So, okay. we saw when Anissa was introduced that she's a soccer player, but we've never seen her, like, mention soccer, right? Except for this episode.
I think maybe a ball was in her hand or backpack or something, but never have we seen her play. Never have I ever seen Anissa play soccer.
And you know that scene, like, of her playing was just, like, the sex lives of college girls for us.
It really was. I was looking for wit on the field. I was thinking she was going to score the winning goal.
Who do you think is a better soccer player?
Oh, my gosh. That's hard. I'm going to say Whitney just because we've seen her more.
Well, and I'm guessing if you go to college for soccer, then that's, like...
Yeah. True.
So... Anissa has this big soccer game, and apparently Ben can't go because he has a big chemistry test the next day. I am kind of, like, on Ben's side. Like, yeah, he has a big test, so
I don't know. Yeah, I agree. I think for a normal person, it would be like, what are you talking about? This is the district championship or whatever it was. But for Ben, we know he's hardcore into school and in over his head with studying. So I think that it's believable and I would give him a pass.
Yeah. And we know he's really into school. Like, wait, was it the district championships?
Yes.
Okay. Clearly I'm paying attention. I'm like Fabiola, like, go sports.
Go sports.
So what did you and I didn't talk about last episode. So what did you think of Kamala running out of, did you think her grandmother's reaction to her running out of the dinner with her almost fiance and his parents is warranted?
I did not think it was warranted at all, but it was exactly what I expected.
Yes. I thought they did like a twist when, Patti was like, oh yeah, Nalini, you know what it's like to be lonely. You don't have any friends. I was like, wait, have we heard that before?
No. She tried to have a friend and it just happened to be a really hot friend. And Davey ruined that.
They could have been friends, though. I don't know.
Yeah, they should have.
I guess, were they trying to say that she, like, doesn't have friends because, like, her husband died and she had a couple friends, or she's never had friends? I was just wondering where this, like...
How deep this goes?
Yeah.
How deep this burn is? I think it's pretty deep. I think her husband was her BFF, and obviously they came to this new place, and she didn't really connect to anyone and felt isolated, and... built her practice, and that was her focus, was her family and her practice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, she did it right. She's amazing.
But, okay, so we know foreshadowing that she's going to get a friend.
Mm-hmm.
They're setting up a lot in this episode. So now, would you have to find out who the troll was? Like, would you be able to be like, oh, no, forget it?
I would probably... No, I definitely would want to know. I'm nosy as hell. Either that or I would, like, panic and immediately delete it.
Delete the message that the troll sent?
Yeah. Like, immediately delete it and act like it never happened and just haunt myself over it and not tell anyone. Or I would be like, okay, let's go to the computer lab immediately.
Yes.
Fabiola, get gears. We are going to find this person immediately. Cancel all your classes. Cancel your Pilates. Get in here.
Wait, do they have computer labs or does everyone just have a laptop?
They probably just have laptops, but whatever the robotics lab
room. Yeah. I would definitely have to find out. And if I was in high now, I'd be like, oh my God, it's like a crazy person. But if I was in high school, I'd be like, oh, it's another high schooler.
Yeah.
I did think it was funny that, like, Ben is, like, friends with them now because his girlfriend is friends. Like, Anissa's friends with the girls, and now he's friends with the girls.
I love that. I like that dynamic. Ben's such a little weirdo, and I love him.
I love him, too. And it's so true when he was like, I could see Paxton having a, you know, severed head in his fridge. A lot of handsome guys are serial killers.
That's how they get girls there or boys there. They're very charming and hot.
And okay, I don't think you heard me when I said this before, but did you ever watch that? It was like a live action live action is the right word. It was like a movie where Zac Efron played Ted Bundy.
Oh, I saw like the previews and stuff for it, but I did not watch it because I get scared.
Yeah, it was scary, but like he was really hot. And then I think I saw something else where they actually showed pictures of him, and he was really hot. Not just like 70s hot. Like
no, like actually hot. Any decade, any day.
Yeah.
So. Like Paxton.
Yeah. Okay, I keep going back to like that he looks older to me this season, but I think it's just because I'm seeing he and Davey like hot and heavy, and so I just my mind goes there.
Get off of her, you old perv.
I know.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you watch Bridgerton?
I do.
Okay, so were you into the Lady Whistleboy storyline?
Yeah, I thought it was really cute, and I thought that it was hilarious and very typically high school that everyone knew who it was immediately.
Yeah, I loved seeing, like, his spreadsheet of who went to which school and stuff. Yes. And I thought the show did it, like, cute, where they put up the possible suspects.
Yes. All of which we don't know, right?
No. Okay. Wait, we only know Zoe because she's one of the mean girls.
Right.
I kind of forgot that Davey's an orchestra and plays the harp because she stopped right after her dad died at the concert. Yeah. But she's like in it. They're showing her in it again.
Yeah. So glad. Good job, Davey.
And I thought that if they were in like whatever their free period or study hall thing is, I don't think Anissa really had the right to be mad at Ben for like chatting with Davey, because like, that's different from having to study the night before for a test.
Totally.
Yeah.
And, I mean, everyone's around. Of course, they're going to talk to you. Like, are you going to go and bury yourself in a closet somewhere to study? Come on.
Maybe that's what she expects.
Yes. If you're going to miss my game, you better be in the closet.
I know we talked about loving their house last season, but maybe it's different this season. Like, they're like table runner and placemat, and like plates were all so pretty.
I loved it. And her curtains are so cozy. So many good pillows. Love that house.
I think maybe because everything is like, maybe this is out now. I'm not up with the home trends, but like, because it has been very like, oh, everything is gray and white, that I just really love all the colors. Are colors back?
I hope so. I mean, wallpaper is back. Why not color?
Yes. Oh, I really want to do wallpaper. But it's really expensive and I'm scared.
And it's really hard to take down.
Okay, not yet. I'll just do those peel and stick ones from Etsy.
Yeah, exactly. Do it in your closet like Dorinda.
Oh, because wealthy people definitely get peel and stick from Etsy and put it up in there.
The closet that Ben's studying in. Put it in there.
Yeah, he needs some decoration in there. I have to say, though, I hate all the 90s clothes that they're wearing. Like, Anissa especially. Sorry, I love the character of Anissa, but, like, her oversized jackets and the jeans, like, I know, I just sound so, like, out of it, but I don't like them.
I know, I agree. It's so hard for me, and it makes me feel ancient, because I think I could never pull it off, and these people have such thick, little, beautiful bodies, and I'm like, oh, gosh. Kate Bosworth's back.
Yeah. I don't know, I usually like watching, like, the clothes in these, and I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm comparing it to like the Mindy Project, where I love those clothes.
Oh my gosh. My favorite outfits ever. Yes.
I did think it was super inappropriate that Mr. K is asking Davey questions about her cousin. Like, be professional.
I agree, but I think he's so cute. I forget.
He's so cute. I mean, if Davey's okay with it, then I'm okay with it.
Yes. And like, Kamala's so hot and perfect. I would ask anyone about her. I would ask the mailman. I'd be like, what do you deliver? What kind of magazines does she read?
I need to find out what I have in common with her.
Yeah. Does she get any fragrance samples? I'll buy her the whole bottle, whatever she wants.
That's a good secret. Do you think I bet she has a ton of like secret admirers on campus.
She's got to. She's amazing.
So Wait, is this the one with the mixer?
It is.
Okay, sorry. I lose track because these episodes are, like, so, like, flow into each other.
Yes. That's why I couldn't stop.
So what is the name of the new friend? Is it Raya or Rhea?
Raya.
Raya. So okay, so it was definitely Mindy Project when Nalini was, like, judging her for being, like, a nutritionist in the wellness space. The midwives.
Midwives, yeah. It definitely was.
And, like, how she didn't like how Common did facials and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very judgmental.
So the mixer was, like, okay. I can't get too mad about it. Like, I know the men were, like, attractive, at least. And I thought they were, I mean, it wasn't, like, Steve Urkel.
Yeah, and they were successful.
Yeah, and, I mean, of course they had to make a joke with the guy, like, works in a morgue or whatever. But that was better than, they could have picked something worse.
Oh, like, for sure, yeah.
Did you ever watch 6 Feet Under?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You should. Well, it's a depressing show, so, like, it's... Hopefully you never go through this, but I watched it after I went through a breakup, and it's a very, like, if you want to be in that space. It's sad.
Was it on?
It was on HBO, and it was on a long time ago, like, before... I watched it way after it had ended, so... Ooh. I think it was on, like, early 2000s.
Oh, yeah. I probably didn't watch it, but I will.
But it's a family that runs a funeral home and, like, a family funeral home. And the son comes to work there. And he is actually very hot. So if – oh, did you watch Parenthood?
No.
Okay, neither did I. But it's one of the actors from Parenthood. Peter Krause.
Okay. I know who that is.
Yeah, yeah. So if he was – he said he worked at – wait, what's a morgue and what's a – the morgue is just where the dead bodies are?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
He worked at a funeral home?
Yeah, he worked at a funeral home.
Wait, but don't funeral homes have morgues?
No, because they would always say, like, oh, you have to go to the morgue and pick up the body.
Oh, but I thought, okay.
They did have that room downstairs where they, like, prepare the body.
That's what I was thinking, yes.
I don't think that's called a morgue.
It's pretty much a morgue, though, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's a dead body in a room. That's a morgue.
Oh, so... I'm going to keep asking you this. Did you watch Dexter?
No.
I didn't. But the guy who stars in Dexter was, like, the other brother. Yeah, you know who he is, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Also really cute. And his character was gay, and he had a really hot boyfriend. So anyways, I'm not against the someone working in a morgue thing.
Or a funeral home especially. You can make a lot of money.
As we know from Phaedra.
Yes, exactly.
But is it only, can you only make a lot of money because of the stealing the social security numbers or just in general?
No, just in general. Funerals are outrageously expensive.
Oh, yeah. Because he used to get in trouble to, like, try to give, like, deals to people.
Oh.
So Mr. K shows up, which I thought great initiative. Like, I was really proud of him. It was wearing his suit. He's so good.
He's so cute.
He has an earring, so he's, like, edgy.
And this is Rishi, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, my God. You're right.
Yeah.
I realized that last season, and then I don't think we talked about it.
Yeah.
So okay. Cute. So he dropped out of school, tried to do the DJ thing, didn't work out, so he went back to school to be a teacher.
Exactly. Perfect.
Okay.
And really grew up.
Okay, so I don't know, what did you, because I have my own thoughts about, like, the grandmother judging him for, like, his career and his, like, parental background and stuff, but, like, did you think that came across as, like, really mean? Like, would your parents care about what your boyfriend or future husband's parents did? Like, I want someone else's take on it.
So I thought it was mean. Once again, it was what I expected. My grandparents were angels, so they really didn't care ever. And they weren't, like, six. My grandpa was a pastor, and my grandma, like, worked at Value City. She only went to, like, seventh grade. So they were definitely not judgmental people. about that kind of stuff. But like, I definitely understand why families, because you, at the heart of it, you want the best for your kid or grandkid, and the life is expensive, you know?
Yeah. Wait, would your grandparents have a problem if someone was like a different religion or like a really strict atheist or something?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. No. Never mind.
No, they were angels. They're just,
I'm leaning
literally
into the stereotypes.
Yeah, exactly. They're too wonderful. Everyone else, yes, judgmental. Yes. Totally get it. Not them.
I have to say though about, yeah. So, I mean, my grandparents would never, or parents, like they would never say it to someone's face. That's just so rude to like do that. So that was like for the show, I think. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like it's mean to say that, but like also, like you said, things are expensive.
Yeah.
And
the woman is the one that has to have the babies. So no matter what, no matter what Kamala does, she's always going to have to take maternity leave, or what if they would decide to have kids, you know? And so he would have to support them, kind of.
Yeah, and that does not get talked enough, because it's like, oh, well, the woman, you know, can earn the most money, and it's like, wait, but we have other stuff that, you know, could prevent us from that.
That you also hold us responsible for. Like, yes, yeah, sure, I'll bring home the bacon, but you find out how to get pregnant. Good luck.
Exactly. I did think the professions he made up for his parents were really funny. Like, I think it was one of them runs a nightclub and the other one sells like Grateful Dead t-shirts.
Yes. Hilarious.
And then I did, when he was like, oh, it's fine, I don't understand any Indian languages, when they were talking in Tamilian. So that, it's not like a thing, but like, so me and my husband are from different regions in India. I don't speak their language because it's totally different from the one my parents speak. And I think, where I'm always like, oh yeah, I'm going to learn, but I'm like really bad at languages. So like, I'm probably not going to learn. But I don't know. I just, it is mean, and I'm glad Melanie would never say something like this.
Yeah, agree. And she should teach their kids, you know, but I think it's fine if he doesn't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to do, because he said they grew up in Central Arkansas. So, like, I don't know what the community was like, but, like, he might not have had a lot of exposure. So I feel like it's, you know, not
yes,
or anything.
He definitely did not.
The touching the feet thing, I wonder if they'll go back to that, because when my husband met my parents for the first time, like before, when he was my boyfriend, we weren't engaged or anything, and we were meeting in a restaurant, and he was like, should I touch their feet when I walk in? And I'm like, no, it's a restaurant. And he still like went to do it. I think my mom still talks about it, because it's like just funny. But he does it later, so it's fine.
That's amazing.
What did you think of her? So was she having like a panic attack or something? I thought she was just faking it.
I thought she was faking too.
And it was really unrealistic when whatever her name is was like, oh, let me just take out this homemade elixir and drop it on her tongue. Like, she doesn't know what's in it. Why would you like let someone?
It's weed. No, I'm just kidding.
What was, is that what it, what the joke
I
was?
I feel like that it was probably gonna, like CBD or something, because she said it's calming. But I don't know. I definitely feel like in real life you would be like, do not touch my mother, or my mother-in-law, I guess. We're going to a hospital, but whatever.
Like, you don't know what medication she's on, like.
Exactly.
Because
everything has contraindications.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, she might say, like, oh, it's natural, but you never know.
But even natural stuff, like spinach and kale are, like, what are they, like, blood? They can thin your blood, like, in a good way. But if you're on a blood thinner, you shouldn't eat a lot of it. Like,
wait,
everything.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's right. If you guys, any doctors, let me know. Because in grad school, we would talk about that, because we would talk about, like, health information apps and how everything really should be available for your doctor, even like your nutritionist and everything, because anything can contraindicate a medication. Or, you know, you can, if you change your diet, you can go off a medication after enough time and stuff.
And it happened so quickly that she was like, oh, I feel fine. And Melanie was like, oh, your pulse is going down. I was like, it's been like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I feel like that it had to be fake. That's what I have to think, because otherwise this was just terrible medical advice.
But then I guess we're supposed to think that Melanie is kind of like, oh, okay, maybe this, you know, lady could be a friend.
Right. Maybe she's not an idiot.
Yeah. Remains to be seen. Did we see Paxton's sister at all last season?
I don't think so. We saw her season one, I believe, but I don't think last season.
And we know she's in fashion school, and she was mean to a girl. Is it like a college program?
Yeah, I think that it's probably a college program or just a complete fashion school, like Lauren Conrad.
Oh, yeah. Where did she go? Not FIT. The one in LA.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But then it's like, why did her parents know that she like said something mean to a girl in her class?
I don't know. I think we're supposed to suspend belief and think that a teacher would call them.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe she told them.
It was a little too after school special for me, but yeah. I like that, you know, Paxton needed some
indirect guidance.
Yes. Wait, did we not fully talk about the troll thing? We didn't, about who it was.
We don't know who it is.
We don't know who it is.
Oh, we find out. Oh, no. But we know now that it's Haley, right?
Yeah. So, okay, we have to go into that. So her story about Paxton was that they were friends like since they were kids, and I think we know Paxton's parents are like really into church, right? I think they were kind of like hippies. It was in, I think, the episode that Gigi Hadid narrated that was like from Paxton's
point. Oh, okay.
Which was a long time ago. So she said that they, like, kissed one time, and then they had sex, and then the next day he ignored her. Like, did I get that timeline right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he iced her out.
How long ago was this supposed to be?
I think it was a while ago, because it was before she joined orchestra. That was, like, why she joined. It's because she felt so reckless and so heartbroken that she had to join orchestra.
Not my favorite joke, because I was in marching band, but I'll let it slide.
And the talent that you can get from joining a musical group like that, I mean, that's a lifelong skill.
Very good for your brain.
Yeah. No apologies for being well-rounded.
Yeah. Ben would tell you how important that is.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think Paxton is awful for doing that?
No, I think he admitted that he was immature and that it was wrong. If he would have continued the behavior, it would have been an issue. But what 16-year-old, 15-year-old boy isn't an idiot?
I mean, adult men do this all the time.
Exactly. And if they can recognize that it's an issue and say that it was wrong, that's growth. I'm good.
We need more people like Davey saying this to boys when they're in high school so they don't do it as an adult.
Exactly. And for her to stand up to him and say that she'll break up with him because he won't apologize to her, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I was really proud of her.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna hold on for the apologize. I am skipping all over the place. I think my notes were not in order. Tell me if I'm going out of order. Anyways, how is Melanie not noticing that Davey's like out with Paxton all the time?
I think that she is just so wrapped up with work, and they have a full house is what I think we're supposed to believe. True. Yeah.
So this is the same night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is this mixer? So Paxton does agree to apologize to all the girls, and I I was kind of surprised by just the one line where someone was like, oh, you may, I think the first girl just said making out. And then someone else said, yeah, handy at the planetarium. And I was like, whoa.
I know. And I'm like, how long ago was all of this?
Yeah. So was this like a school field trip? Like, what? Right?
This is so scandalous. But my favorite apology was when he apologized to janitor Stacy because she always has to scrub his name off the stalls.
I wonder what they said.
I don't know. Probably good and bad things, just like his DMs he gets. But I was like, am I Team Paxton now?
Are you Team Paxton?
I mean, janitor Stacy really helped me get sold. But I'll forever be Team Ben.
And good for this show for having a female janitor.
Yes.
So this whole thing, I'm going to say it was after school because Ben was watching it on TikTok at the soccer game, which was also after school, presumably.
Yes.
Do they all just hang out in the lounge or whatever
after? Apparently.
School? Okay. Whatever. We're suspending disbelief on that. Well, yes. Okay. So they don't have like a diner that they all go to. Like it's not Saved by the Bell. So.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, TV, they have limited sets that they can use. So I feel like if it's not Davy's house or Paxton's garage,
no, they it's got to be the school. House.
Yeah.
Okay. Once. So what did you think Ben was being like too invested by texting Davy about it?
Yes. He should have been watching.
He had, like, such a look of excitement on his face. I was like, wow, I've never seen Ben this excited about something.
I know. And especially because it was, like, the end of the game. That's when you really need to pay attention.
And Fabiola didn't know anything about sports, and she was still paying attention.
Yeah.
Because she's a good friend. And she even programmed her robot.
I know. She's the best.
Did you think it was realistic that Anissa looked into the stands and saw Paxton was, like, texting instead of looking at her?
I don't know. Soccer is so fast-paced that probably not. And I don't – I mean, maybe she has great vision. I could never see that far away.
Yeah, me either. I don't know. I'm just trying to picture – so, like I said, I was in marching band. And, like, I couldn't see anyone in the stands.
Yeah, when I cheered, I could see people, but we would like we were way closer.
You were on the track.
Yeah, what? And so I would get jealous that my friends were getting to have a good time and I was stuck out there.
Wait, you were jealous that your friends were having a good time in the stands?
Yeah, like that I couldn't just like hang out at the game with my friends, you know, like that I had to like stand there and cheer. And...
But everyone, you know, looked at you and stuff.
Right? I mean, I love attention. That's true. If I could only be both.
I didn't play any like field sports, so I wouldn't. Okay, I also like, I was trying to relate it to now, sort of. So if like my husband had something, but I had something really important for work, like, or honestly, even if he's very understanding. So even if I was like, hey, so this podcast that I just do for fun, like this is the only time I could, you know, do some, I mean, he doesn't really have like big, like events or anything for his work though.
Yeah. And I think it's different because you're in an adult, mature, healthy relationship and not a junior in high school. I would hope it's different.
I hope so too. God. But also like, I don't know. I feel like I give leeway for texting. Like,
yeah. And I mean, my husband plays ice hockey and when I go, I definitely text.
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like he understands.
Yeah, like he does not care. He's like, I can't believe you came.
I don't know. And we know Anissa is probably like not feeling the most secure about a relationship anyways because of him being condescending all the time.
Right. And I think she just has really noticed he still has feelings for Davy. And I think that's the biggest.
I did think her hair was very cute in those two French braids.
Oh, my God. I was obsessed.
Going back to the apology though, I would feel, cause Davy was so insecure before, like the previous episode about like him, you know, having sex before and wanting to be, like that with her. And then she sees that he has experience with all these girls. I thought she would be like more kind of worried then.
Oh, I thought she should have felt like Annette Bening, like that she reformed a dog. Like,
oh,
you know, because Warren Beatty dated every single thing that walked, and then she swooped in and they've been married all this time. I thought she should be really proud of herself. Like, damn. And look what I locked down.
I think that's it. That is how she felt. I thought it was mature of her. I did not think it was. What did you think about him inviting Haley to hang out with them, though?
Guys are so freaking dumb.
But do you think he knew what he was doing?
No.
Really?
I think he's just an idiot. I think that he was really taking the apology seriously and like, oh, that was really wrong. And she was probably the only one that he had like a lifelong relationship with.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They were like family friends.
Yeah, like everyone else, it was just hookups. And like, yeah, that was still wrong that I ghosted you. But this girl, like, we've known each other forever.
Yeah, it was just a handy at the planetarium. So.
Yeah, like, come on.
That is so gross to me.
And where? Like, huh?
I don't know. Oh, you know, like maybe in the theater where you watch like those.
The stars.
Yeah.
Well, that's just romantic, damn.
Yeah, well, that's very friends. So, okay, this is the best scene in the episode. Though, okay, Anissa's like wiping her tears in the bathroom and Fabiola comes out and like is gushing over her. And before anything happened, I was like, wow, Fabiola, like you're really overdoing it.
Oh my God. I was like, you're the best. Please be everything to me.
Did you think they were going to kiss?
No, I didn't think they were going to kiss, but I would have kissed her too.
I would have kissed her too, but I also think anyone doing anything in a bathroom is gross.
Oh, so true. I don't even like to, like, take a drink into the bathroom.
I know. Though in high school, like, I knew people, like, hung out in the bathroom, but I always thought that was gross.
Yeah, definitely gross.
And also, she had just kissed Ben, like, a second ago.
Wow. Those lips are made for walking.
Yeah. I also have to say, so, like, it's really I wonder if I'm sure they always put makeup on the actors just for like lighting purposes, but with the actress that plays Anissa, like her skin tone, I don't know if you noticed that you could see like she had like circles under her eyes and like her lips, like her mouth areas like darker, which is exactly how our skin is, but like you never see it. Like it's not like we have under eye circles, it's just like that's how we were born.
Like tinting, yeah.
Yeah.
I did notice that and I was like, wow, that was amazing. I understood because she cried off her makeup.
Yeah.
But usually they don't show that ever in film. It's like you have tears over 10 layers of foundation and you still look perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, you have discolored nose. You look scary after you cry, people.
And she still looked cute, but it was obvious.
Oh, of course,
like,
she's perfect. But, you know, you don't look as perfect right after you cried than you did when you first got ready for the day.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, she had just been playing in a soccer game, so presumably, yeah. Like, sweated off. And I have to say, Sex Lives of College Girls, Whitney always looks perfect.
And I think it's a soccer thing, because I don't know if you ever watch, but the men that play soccer are so freaking hot. Every single one of them could be models, and they all have their hair perfectly done, and I always want them to publish what hair products they use, because that is a very hard, intense sport where you're constantly running, and for your hair to stay perfectly in place, I need to know what you use.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay, the only soccer player I know is David Beckham, and that Ronaldo guy.
Mm-hmm. Both hot, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, watch. Watch. You'll die.
Okay, so maybe it's a soccer thing. They all know about, like, the secrets.
Yeah. They have, like, a secret elixir that makes you perfect.
It's all natural, and they make it themselves.
Now, that I'll drink without questioning.
So they showed the first two episodes at the premiere, and everyone freaked out when Anissa and Fabiola kissed.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like just so shocked. Like I did not think they were going to go there.
I was stunned. could not believe it. I couldn't even pause Netflix because I was so in shock.
So then it just like went to the next episode.
Yes. And I was like, well, here I am, still shocked.
So when I did the Zoom interview with Rich Amorjani and Porna Jugganuthan, I did it with another writer, and she asked, like, oh, there was, the queer storyline with Fabiola and Eve, like, are we going to see any more, like, queer South Asian relationships? And they kind of laughed, and they were like, oh, you know, you have to watch and see. So I didn't think of it anything at the time, but when this scene first started, I was like, and Fabiola kept going on about how great she was, I was thinking of that. So maybe I was a little less shocked than you were.
Oh my gosh, what an amazing tidbit.
So I thought when they said that it was going to be, you know, the new Indian guy, I thought they were saying that he's going to be gay. Yeah. Did we all think that?
I mean, he's just so hot, and I thought there's no way that, you know, I was like, everyone else is coupled up. Someone could break up for sure, but, you know.
And then I was like, oh, okay, a love rectangle or whatever. Why don't they do something else?
Or finally a hot guy for Jonah. Come on.
Oh, yeah. They do such a good job with these side characters, though.
They really do. But that's why I need the episodes to be longer.
I'm going to check whether they were longer last season. I think they might have been.
We need answers.
Okay, so that was the end of the episode. It did not really end. Okay, so the cliffhanger for this one, the troll has been wrapped up, but the kissing is like what we're really focused on. But you and I are going to talk about the next episode. But thank you for coming on, and tell everyone about your podcast.
Thank you so much for having me again. I love talking with you always. You can find our podcast, Housewives Heretics, which I co-host with my bestie, Josh, about old episodes of Housewives in order of seasons. So we're finishing Potomac season one, and we're going to start OC season two soon. And you can follow us on Instagram at housewivesheretics_.
And you can find me on Instagram at Project Mindy. And I don't always say this, but if you're listening, I know I have like some new followers. Please, please rate and review this podcast. It would help a lot. And I would love to hear from more of you about what you think about this season. And after Never Have I Ever, what you want to see talked about. So thanks, Kalindi. I will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.